I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You know, Raven, it's not illegal to take a photo of somebody without their permission.
Okay.
Did you know that?
Is it illegal to, it's got to be illegal to share it or post it, though, right?
No, not really. It's Anna and Raven. We've been talking about,
it seems wrong,
sneaky pictures. Now, this is, you know what I'm talking about. You're out in public and you see something that's questionable or something that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But you got to sneakily take a picture with your phone. So you got to figure out exactly how to do it so they don't see that you're taking that picture,
right,
but you're
like
taking it.
If you saw Brad Pitt, like, you're right, not going to stop and ask Brad Pitt because you think that Brad Pitt might be like, no!
We got to find a way to take a picture
of
him.
You got to take a picture of him and be like, oh my God, there's Brad Pitt.
So there was this guy that was wearing the tightest shorts I'd ever seen in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, I need a picture.
Was he doing it on purpose because he liked him? Was he a tennis player?
No, just because it was, I mean, I'm like a five-year-old. It was just really funny.
It made you giggle.
Right. And then I saw a guy inside of Staples that was walking around with a parakeet on his shoulder.
Okay.
And I was like, I need a picture of the guy walking around.
I mean, you should have asked that guy for a picture. He's got to be prepared for that. He might have asked for $3 for a tip, but, you know, either way.
But I was curious. I was like, you know, it's not nice. It's not nice to take pictures of people without them knowing.
Right,
but
because
it's not
illegal. If they see you do it, they feel like, you know what I mean? I would feel a little bit violated and like you were making fun of me.
If you're wearing shorts that are that short, you want someone to take a picture of you.
Well, that's fair.
All right. So I did a little bit of research about the right way to take a sneaky photo.
Right.
And the general consensus is that you're supposed to pretend like you're texting someone, but that's not what I do. I pretend I'm taking a selfie.
Right.
So, like, I
so
hold
you
it
smile
up.
And
so,
I like, smile. Throw your hair back.
Right. Because then I could put the phone out and,
yes,
like, smile and look. So, it looks like that I'm doing it
but
for
I'm
myself.
But I'm watching your eyes, man. Like, you're trying to fake me, like, throwing a fadeaway pass.
That's
like,
how
I'm,
I do it.
I'm watching your eyes, and I'm going to know that you're taking one of me.
What's the last sneaky photo you took?
I remember I told you is that one time we went to the Home Depot, and we needed something that was on the top shelf. You know how they put something on the top shelf? You could see it.
Yeah.
But you can't climb up there without rappelling gear, so we had to call somebody with the forklift, and I'm telling you, that guy took 15 minutes to get this down with the forklift. It was like Austin Powers, where they get stuck in that little hallway and he can't turn the forklift.
Mm-hmm.
It was like that, and I had to film it. But then you made
you
me feel guilty about it.
You videoed it?
Yes!
That's different than a
sneaky pic.
And
then you made me feel bad about it, so I deleted it.
I asked on our Facebook page, when was the last time you took a sneaky pic? Susan wrote, every day, someone whose hair I like, someone whose hair is awful. Someone I thought was stealing, someone who was actually stealing. She's just like a detective.
Susan's got
constantly
a lot of time.
But my favorite is Sandy. She wrote, I took a picture of my husband when he drank too much after he vomited and he couldn't find his teeth.
Oh. What? It's a good one.